Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm an independent affiliate with Live Good. And what I'm going to do today is share my week 13 results of my Live Good success story. What I've been doing for the past 13 weeks is every Friday documenting my results for the previous week in Live Good. It's been a crazy journey. The reason that I've done this is to inspire you, to show you what's possible when you get focused. As a quick disclaimer up front, though, individual results will vary. This is just my experience. You could do better than me. You could do worse than me, and you get out what you put in. So these were the goals that I set for week 13, and week 13 was from September 1st through September 7th. Now, today is September 11th. I've been out of town for the past 5 days at a big event, the Faith Over Fear event by Ray Higdon. It was awesome. So there was a slight delay in posting this video, and I apologize for that up front. The goals that I set for September 1st through 7th for week 13 are as follows. I wanted to mail 100 postcards, publish 14 YouTube videos, edit 14 old YouTube videos, publish a daily Facebook story, reel, and timeline post, send a broadcast email to my list 5 times, follow up with 100 people, add 105 new leads to my funnel, sign up 45 pre-enrollees, and have 9 upgrades. Those are the goals that I set. Let's see how I did. These are the results. And what I do every day in the morning for the previous day, I update what I did for my business and I track it every day throughout the week. And this allows me to just track my progress and see where I'm doing well, where I'm coming up short. So these are my results. I mailed 100 postcards just like I wanted to. I met my goal. I made 11 YouTube videos. My goal was 14. I did miss 2 of the days, actually almost 3 of the days being away at the event, but I still did good, 11 videos, and I scheduled one for each day while I was gone, so there was always a new video published. I edited 19 videos, and my goal was 14, so I passed that goal. I really fell short with the Facebook Reel story and timeline post, and I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't use Facebook much to build my business. I'm trying to because I see a lot of other people do it. But it's not really what I enjoy the most. So I'm going to keep doing Facebook as time goes on, but it's not my bread and butter. Videos and my blog and email marketing are my bread and butter. So that's what I focus on because that's what works for me. I didn't follow up with any pre-enrollees. This week, I'm really going to get after it. I have tons of people I need to follow up with. I sent 3 broadcast emails. My goal was 5. Going forward, I'm going to do 1 every day, 7 days a week. My emails work very well. I get a lot of conversions from that. I added 65 new people to my funnel. My goal was 105, so I fell short in that area. I had 15 pre-enrollees, and my goal was 45, and I had 2 upgrades, and my goal was 9. So my recruiting has slowed down some. I mean, it is the summer. I've gone through my initial burst. This is the last week of my 90-day challenge, so I don't expect to recruit as many new people every week as I did my first 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks in the business. That's not going to be sustainable once you get through your contacts and your warm market. But I do strive to recruit 1 new person every day. That's my goal. Sometimes I make it. Sometimes I fall short. I just do the best I can. So these are the results from the first 13 weeks, which is a total of 91 days. I recruited 84 people. Pretty cool. My goal was to do about 90 people, an average 1 a day. I just missed that by a little bit. I'm still happy with the results. That's another takeaway from this video. We set goals. Sometimes we come up short. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. You just have a goal. You do the best you can, and the cards fall where the cards fall. And when you set your next goal, you have better expectations based off your past performance, based off your skills, how much time you're putting in your business. So don't be devastated if you miss a goal. Just set a new goal and plug forward. That's really the key to success. This is our net growth for our team each week over the past 13 weeks. And net growth means new people minus people who dropped out. So the number you see here is the total gain that we had each week. We might have signed up more than this each week, but we did have some leave to the business. So in the first 13 weeks, we have 780 team members in our team, 780 paid members. These are members and affiliates who are here to make money, save money, enjoy the products at a discount, 780 people. Now, initially, when I started this challenge, I anticipated I'd be a diamond. I'd have 2,500 members. And I didn't hit that goal. In fact, I fell pretty short. But you know what? I'm happy with the results. And I think within another 3 months, I will be at that goal. So I don't stress about it. I see nice, steady growth every week. Considering most of this was done during the summer months, it's still good. So I expect September through December to be huge. I do expect to pass way past 2,500 people by Christmas time in our team. I also want to just add in that going from 0 to 1,000 paid members is a lot harder than going from 1,000 to 5,000 paid members. So building your foundation, launching your business, that's always the hardest part of the business. Knowing that upfront is more than half the battle. So you have realistic expectations so you don't drop out or get frustrated. These are charts for my weekly growth for week 13. The one on the left that you see here is my matrix. So in LiveGood, we have a force matrix. It's a 2x14 matrix. It's actually a 2x12 matrix, but as you start to rank up, it becomes all the way up to a 2x15 matrix. So it's very powerful. You can see my first six levels are still 100% full. My level seven, there needs to be 128 people for that to be full. So I need 15 more people and my level seven will be full, which is exciting. My level eight has 145 people. That will be full with 256. And you can see my team is growing nice in between my levels 6 through 12 are really starting to grow. And that's exciting. And if you build a matrix right, and as your matrix fills up, each level you go deeper will be bigger than all of the levels above it. So as an example, my level 4, it's full with 16 people. But if you add up levels 1, 2, and 3, that's 14 people. So my level 4 is bigger than level 1, 2, and 3 combined. My level 5 is bigger than my level 1 through 4 combined. My level 6 is bigger than level 1 through 5 combined. That's really the power of going deep in your team, and that's kind of how your business grows. So as your business matures, most of your people will probably even be below level 14. It'll just keep going down and get bigger and bigger as it gets deeper. On the right-hand side of the screen, you can see that these are my daily statistics for upgrades and pre-enrollees. And I had two pre-enrollees upgrade on Thursday, the last day of the week. And that's a trend that I'm noticing is that most of my upgrades are on the cutoff day on Thursday. The company does a really good job converting people. So this is my two cents on this. If you're generating new pre-enrollees every day, your business is going to grow. You might not get upgrades every day. They might not upgrade the day that they joined. But if you're focused on getting new pre-enrollees every day, you will get upgrades. You will have people who become members and paid affiliates. These are some key lessons that I learned this week. I'm also going to do a separate video just covering my whole 90 days in one video. This is really focused on week 13. But these are some lessons that I learned in week 13. The business ebbs and flows. No business grows straight up like a 45-degree angle. There are always ups and downs, curves, growth, decline, stagnation, small growth, decline, growth. It ebbs and flows. And that's because it's a business. If you look at any business, there are months they have great sales. There are months they have slow sales. There are months they have horrible sales. But if you average it all out year to year, it does good. So think of your business from year to year. Don't focus on week to week or day to day or month to month. Look at your business. How much did it grow this month, this year, compared to last month, last year? How much did it grow this month compared to last month, instead of what did it do today or this week? That's way too short-sighted to get frustrated about your growth. Consistency is key. Now, you can see I've been consistent every week, and some weeks have been way better than others. But what I believe is if I just keep planting seeds, just like a farmer does, some of those seeds harvest quickly. Some of those seeds take a while. Some of those seeds rot and they get eaten by the birds and they don't harvest at all. But if you're just consistently planting seeds, you're going to have good things happen in your business. 90 days is a long time. We do these 90-day challenges. I've done maybe 8 or 10 in the past 20 years. And I normally do them for teams of people. Very few people can start a 90-day challenge and actually finish it. Most people give up around week 4 to week 5 for whatever reason. 90 days is a long time. It goes by pretty quick, but you can do a lot in your business in 90 days. You can accomplish a lot, especially if you do a 90-day blitz and you get focused and you go all out massive action. And it takes time to build momentum. My team's not even in momentum yet. We're still growing. Yes, every day we're adding about 5 to 10 new team members a day, most days. I expect us to be in momentum within about another 2 to 3 months. So it just takes time. And keep in mind, I've been doing this 90-day blitz. I've been all in for the past 90 days. And we're still not in momentum. That's because you don't get momentum right out the gate. You have to build momentum. When's momentum going to happen in your business? Whenever it's supposed to happen. You have no control over it. You can just focus on your income producing activities and everything else will sort itself out. These are my overall stats for the 90 days for this is as of week 13. So I signed up 84 people out of 335 pre-enrollees. And that is a 25% conversion. And my goal is 33%. So company-wide, it's about 20 to 30% upgrade. So this is my mindset on this. Figure out what your conversion rate is. Maybe you sign up one out of every 10 pre-enrollees. If you know that is your number, all you have to do is focus on getting more pre-enrollees. And by default, you'll get more upgrades. So I'm converting one out of four, which isn't bad. Most of my traffic is paid or cold, so I don't expect it to convert high. I have one of my team members, she converts at like 90%, but she's working through warm market and people she has a relationship with. So your conversion rate is what it is. It is what it is. And you shouldn't stress about it. You should just track it, figure out what it is, and then calculate how many pre-enrollees you need to hit your goal. Sponsoring rate. This is pretty cool. Out of the 84 people that I sponsored, 28 of them have signed up at least one person. That's a 33% sponsoring rate. Now, that's higher than most companies that I've been in, but it's not as high as I want it to be. I want it to be 50%. That's my end game. That's my end goal. And I think that number will grow as time goes on. Keep in mind, I've only been here 90 days. Some people need to simmer for a couple weeks, even a couple months before they start recruiting. My bronze rate. So out of 84 people personally enrolled, 15 are currently a bronze or higher. Now, I had a couple people who were bronze who fell off. They lost rank. So I'm not counting them in the total. I have 15 active bronzes as of today making this video. Out of 84 people I enrolled, that's an 18% rate. And my goal is 33%. Now, 18% is not bad. That's still about one out of five. How many companies have you been in where one out of five people have signed up two people? I've never been in another company where one out of five signed up two people. So that I'm happy with that, but I do want to grow it and increase it. And finally, my retention rate. This is what blows my mind with LiveGood. This is what I'm most excited about when it comes to anything with this company. It's not even the opportunity. It's not the products. I like all those things. It's the retention rate. In most companies, if you have 100 people on your team today, after 1 year, 10 to 20 of those people will be left. That's it. And not all of those will even order every month. You just have 10 to 20 who haven't quit, who stayed. So here, I have a 98% retention rate out of my personally enrolled people. I can't track it for my whole team. I don't know what it is for the whole team, but I've heard many leaders say it's about 96% company-wide. Can't verify that because I haven't seen it. But in my own experience, 98% retention rate on the people I've enrolled, which is fantastic. So, disclaimer, these are just my results. You could do better, you could do worse, but I think it's important to share these just to give people expectations. And what's the expectation? Not every pre-enrollee who joins is going to upgrade. Most won't. Not every person you sign up is going to sign somebody up. Most of the people you sponsor are not even going to go bronze, but you should have a pretty good retention rate because of the way that LiveGood is structured. So very, very interesting, eye-opening. I hope you've enjoyed my week 13 results with LiveGood. This is going to be the last video I do for my weekly results. I just said I was going to do this during my first 90 days every week. And then what I'm going to do coming forward is maybe every 2 to 3 months, I'll do a LiveGood update on how the team is going. But I hope you got some value from this whole mini series, from this documentary about building your LiveGood business. Hopefully there's a few nuggets in here that you can apply in your own business and achieve the success that you want. If you're not in LiveGood yet and you're still watching these videos, I encourage you to check out my website, newinternetbiz.com. newinternetbiz.com. Take the free tour, see what LiveGood is all about. I know you'll love it. Also, don't forget to check out the links and the resources in the description box below this training. We have lots of helpful tools to help you grow your network marketing business. And finally, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. That will help our channel a lot. I appreciate it. Be sure to check out my other training. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for stopping by.